Photos: Black Lives Matter riots continue in Rochester. By Joel B. Polak on September 6, 2020. Riots continued Saturday evening in Rochester, New York. For the third straight night as Black Lives Matter activists marched to City Hall and clashed with police. According to local ABC affiliate WHAM, a march through the city had initially been peaceful, and police had even blocked other streets to clear traffic so that the demonstration could proceed. However, once the marchers had arrived at City Hall, the crowd refused to disperse, as WHAM reported. Police say at 11:10 p.m. multiple fireworks were thrown toward officers, at which time officers responded with tear gas and pepper ball. Officers continued to get pelted with bottles and rocks, according to police. To disperse the crowds, the line of officers advanced in measured increments. At approximately 12 a.m. 5,100 people continued to throw objects at officers from various locations near City Hall and State Street, police said. Officers advanced to City Hall after demonstrators were breaking windows at the building. At one point, police and rioters faced off, with rioters advancing toward police with helmets and shields, and police firing tear gas in response. On Friday night, Black Lives Matter activists stormed outdoor seating restaurants, destroying furniture and scattering terrified families. There were riots in other parts of the city on Friday evening as well. The unrest came in response to the death of a Black man, Daniel Prude, who died several days after being restrained by police with a spit hood during an episode in which he had run through the streets naked under the influence of drugs. The incident happened in March, but video was only released last week. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.